One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
On this episode of Don't Blame Me, we have a fantastic guest by the name of Christine Sadelko. We give some advice to a young teenager who has currently baby fever and a 21-year-old who still lives with their parents but wants to gain some independence. And then we've got a drama with a high school thruple and a boy. Is he going to break up with this girl for her? Is he not? We're going to find out, or we're going to discuss it. Keep watching. This episode of Don't Blame Me is brought to you by Aptiv. Aptiv produces audio-based workouts created by certified personal trainers available through a mobile app. New members get 30% off an annual membership. Visit aptiv.com/blame. That is aaptiv.com/blame. Thanks to ModCloth for supporting Don't Blame Me. For 15% off your first purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter code BLAME at checkout. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an exciting episode of Don't Blame Me. I say exciting because I'm really fucking excited about our guest. It's Christine Sadelko. I'm obsessed with you.
It's me.
It's
Christine Sadelko.
Guys, if you're listening to audio, you can tell that's not an impersonator. It's actually her. And if you're watching on the internet, you can see that it's actually her. And Mel will throw me under the bus. Mel, how long have I been obsessed with Christine?
So long. How I learned about you was because she was watching your videos
on my TV
to the point where I was like, we need to start doing the podcast because you were getting too distracted.
I would just sit on the TV, sit on the couch and watch you on TV.
And while we were, we'd be recording this podcast, it would just be playing with no audio.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Thanks for the I'm like 5 cents, I guess.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You mean AdSense money doesn't pay all your bills?
No, it's brand deals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no way. I had like no
brand
idea.
Deals are like 90%. Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's so crazy. I just like go viral all the time. And like I just click on my own ads.
I only have so many baby feet to peel.
It's fucking same. I guess I should do it again. Well, I'm really excited that you're here. You've got a great podcast. So we were just talking about.
Oh, thanks. I'm still learning. It's bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm just very hypercritical. But yeah. It sucks because we only record once a month. And I'll do 4 to 6
shows you
in the process
out.
Of like 2 days.
Yeah.
Because we have to travel to the mm-hmm. studio and stuff. So anything I learn
you forget?
From comments or like whatever doesn't show up until like 4 weeks later because yeah. it's weekly. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh God, I have to like get through these yeah. sucky ones. And then, oh, this is where I learned like not to interrupt, you know, yeah. like it's awful. Yeah.
Oh, it took me a long time to learn not to interrupt. And then we went on hiatus and then I came back and I was like, oh, I'm interrupting again. I should go back to not doing that.
But like to a certain extent, it's your podcast. Like people want to hear you talk, you know, it's not
I'm like you're a guest in my home.
Yeah. It's not like you're being rude. It's just like, yeah.
It's just, I think I'm an only child and I always think I have something important to say. I'm like, I have something to say that you have to say, but I'm going to say it instead of you.
I always say I have the worst of both worlds because I'm technically the youngest and technically an only child because my brothers are half brothers.
That's me too.
And they're like 11 and 15 years older than me, so they were out of the house mm-hmm. like when I was really young, so it's like
yep
I got two complexes like going against me. Yeah,
then that's definitely mine too because my half brother is like 45.
Yeah, but
he's like 20 something years old. Yeah. I'm like your kids are closer to my age than you are.
I know, they all have like houses and I'm like I'm here.
Hello.
Yeah,
I'm adulting. Yeah. Just not as adulting as you are. But we're excited. If you guys are first-time listeners, hello, welcome. This is an advice podcast where people call in and leave voicemails and we give them advice on their life. And the phone number to call is
310-694-0976. 867-5309.
Yep. Can you imagine if we bought that? How expensive? I think it's a carpet cleaning company.
Is it?
I think so.
Boop, beep, boop, beep. Luna. That's only relevant to people who grew up in the greater Chicago area.
I was like,
Southwest Indiana.
I was like, I can do a Shane Company, which is a jewelry one, which will only be relevant to people who live in Colorado and Northern California.
Oh, isn't it crazy? Shane Every Co. place has like that. Like,
that radio
that,
thing?
That weird lawyer that has really bad commercials.
Or the bus stops where it's like the real estate agents.
Yeah, ours was Peter Francis Geraci. If you are titled to Title IX bankruptcy, please call my office. Yeah, it was so funny.
I love that. Yeah. We had Shane Co. open in San Mateo, Cupertino, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Online at shaneco.com. Now you have a friend in the diamond business.
Buy our stuff now.
Exactly. But yeah, so also international callers, you can email us at meganpodcast@gmail.com. And with an MP3 file of your problems. So you ready to tackle some other people's problems?
You might want to say the number again because I'm pretty sure I started singing over you.
310-694-0976.
Your eyes are open.
My eyes were open. Usually I have to close my eyes to say the number.
Interesting.
That also took me like 15 episodes to memorize it.
Oh, because it's just like an extra number.
What?
Because you already have to memorize your own phone number.
That's the true fact. The only phone number I know is my phone number, home phone number, like childhood home phone number, which isn't even connected. And then my best friend from home's home phone number.
That's hilarious.
That's it. I don't know my boyfriend's number. Okay, guys. So Mel's here too. Mel just waved. God, we need a fucking Mel cam. Woo-hoo! And yeah, should we get started?
Let's go.
Hi, Megan. And your honest thoughts on this whole situation. I'm just really tired of driving myself crazy and not knowing what to think or what to do. So, I'm 18 years old and I live in Denmark. And my biggest wish is to become a mom. Yeah, and I've wanted it for such a long time, but I've never wanted it as much as I do now. And it has been a lot more manageable earlier because I haven't had a boyfriend. But yeah, it doesn't really make a difference anymore because in reality, I know that I can get a baby without. And I'm just, I'm really tired of knowing that I can fulfill this dream of mine so easily, but At the same time, telling myself that I can't get it. With all this being said, I'm aware of the fact that it's not easy being a mom at all. Yeah, and I would just love to be 25 so that I could, you know, just go for it. Yeah, and also without feeling the guilt, because I do really feel guilty and almost embarrassed. I don't really know why, but yeah, that's just how I feel. So yeah, what should I say to myself? Do you have any advice? Yeah, maybe so I can keep it down. Yeah, I don't know. Just let me know what you're thinking. Thank you.
First of all, it really scares me that she's like, I just want to be 25 so I can, like, now it's ready time for me to have a kid. I'm turning 25 in like 3 months and I'm so not ready to have a kid.
Wait, you're only 24?
Yeah.
We're the same age.
Yeah. I think you're still younger than me though.
Yeah, I just turned 25. Yeah. I literally thought you were like 27.
That's so mean.
No, not like old, like mature. I mean, okay. You look like, I mean, like,
I look like 27.
I live in a studio. Oh. Like, you have like,
I also have a boyfriend too.
You're actually brave enough to have like white furniture that like won't get dirty. Like,
it does get dirty.
Well, yeah.
But tied like, to go
pens. You went for it though. So.
I'm also just insane. That's what it is.
Well, you got that Hulu money.
Even Mel laughed at
that. I walked in. I was like, tampon on the door, on the floor by the door. And she's got that, she got that Hulu money.
Yeah. Duh, she wishes. Okay. Having a baby. She's 18. That's what she's saying. And she's wanted a baby forever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on this initially? You can be honest.
This is why girls shouldn't have baby dolls. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't quite understand. Also, I don't know if she was in the woods or what.
There's a lot of woodland creatures. I kind of
came in and out a little. I think 18's too young to have a kid.
Yeah.
So don't have a kid, I would say, until you're 25, is that what she's saying?
Yeah. Which also, do you feel ready to have a kid?
Well, I'm only 24, so I won't know until next March.
Well, I can say at 25, I'm still not any more ready. I get wanting to be a mom. I so get that. But I also think, like, you should have... Being a mom takes a ton of work, and, it, like, it's so much. Like, it's the most. But I think you also need to have other... like goals, because like also when your kids grow up, if your only goal was to be a mom, your kids are going to grow up and like go to college and like leave the nest. And then are you going to turn into that like Melissa McCarthy movie where you go back to college? Life of the Party? Not sponsored. But like, I think like you got, we wish.
You tell me.
I think you got to like, you need to figure out your other, I don't know, other things. And also think about the quality of life of your kid. That's what I would say too. Cause like, if you're like, if you like financially wise and like, I get that you're saying like, oh, I don't need a partner to have a kid. I can have a kid on my own. But if you want to talk about like, like feasibly, like a kid really would, I think kids benefit when they have two parents that are great. I think they can benefit from having two parents. I don't think it's like a necessary thing at all, but ultimately like, I don't know. I think like at 18 years old, the quality of life you're going to be able to give your kid and the life knowledge you have is also pretty limited. If I had a kid at 18, the kid probably wouldn't have made it.
Yeah. Like more like, look at Barbie. Like, yeah. Ken probably was asking her to marry him like
so long
she's
ago.
She's like, no. I want to be a doctor, scientist, and a vet. Dog walker, vet,
mm-hmm.
Pop star,
mm-hmm.
mermaid. Yeah. You know,
it's the same time.
Focus on your career.
Yeah.
As a mermaid.
Be a mermaid. Yeah, I would say come up with other hobbies. And then also the quickest way to not get pregnant is to tell your boyfriend you've been thinking about trying to get pregnant. And then he's going to like wrap it up so fucking good.
Well, she said that she could get pregnant without a boyfriend, too.
Like go to a sperm bank?
Mm-hmm.
Do they let you do that?
Or just 18? Fuck somebody.
Yeah.
You can't even smoke weed till you're 21. Yeah. What the fuck?
Really?
You're an adult.
She's in Denmark. So she can.
Ooh, like The Prince and Me. With Julia Stiles.
I miss her.
That movie was so good.
So she's fantastic.
When they went to college, oh my God, when they kissed in the rain. Yes.
I need to rewatch it.
Oh, she's such a good actress.
She's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say also like talk to your mom. So maybe like talk to a therapist. Not to be like talk to a therapist, but like, I don't know, maybe there's some like deeper like meanings in here. Maybe you didn't have like a great upbringing and you really want to like raise kids better than that. And you've always wanted to be a mom. But I mean, like I have friends who always wanted to be parents and like are still going to be young parents. And like a young parent now, I think, is in your 20s. Like, I think that's still pretty young.
Yeah, but she could have also had a great childhood and...
And yeah, just want to recreate it.
Yeah.
Just get a hamster.
I was going to say, get a puppy.
Yeah, get a pet. Yeah, get a pet.
Always your answer. Get a puppy.
Always, because I just want everyone to have puppies and then bring them here so I can play with puppies. Yeah, get a dog. And
it's like a test trial for a kid.
Yeah, and a Neopet. Those are pretty easy to keep alive.
Do those exist?
I don't know.
I think it's called Hatchimals now.
Shut up.
Those only last for like an hour and then you're done with it.
Yeah. Babysit
believe
too.
Me, I know. I bought them for my niece and they just sit on top of her desk. Mm-hmm. So I just went and visited.
And you're pissed because I don't do any money
like,
in this.
Story. I'm like, why are they dusty? Why do they have dust on them? When
Because
the
once
time
they
you
hatch,
them?
They can't do
well,
anything.
I get it, but I'm not happy about it.
I miss Neopets. I hope we helped with that. Maybe if there's any like young people who got pregnant young who are listeners and want to call in and kind of give some advice on that, or young parents who like went out of their way to have kids young and talk about that, just because I think it's a natural thing. I mean, I would say I don't say I have baby fever now, like I don't have like the real baby fever, but like I definitely have, like I watch, so I can't say like I watch children, that sounds creepy. There's this one YouTube channel called Hi Ho Kids and these little kids and they try different foods and they're so cute.
Oh, is it the one? Yeah,
they're,
I think I know exactly.
They're
what
so,
I've seen them eat Oreos.
So, exactly, and they're so cute, and I get like complete baby fever. But then I think about how I don't really want to buy someone's dinner for the next 18 years. Like, I don't even want to treat my boyfriend to dinner for the next 18 years. So, like that idea, like I want a baby, not a kid, and that's pretty good at that.
They're pretty much not really cute anymore once they're like out of kindergarten.
Yeah,
because then they start thinking they're funny, and then they start like
there's nothing worse than a kid that thinks they're funny.
Like before they talk, it's like, oh, you're so cute, and then they're like, and then my friend, and then I went to, and then I was on the swing, and then she went, and then I'm like, oh, cool, like please leave me alone.
Also, talk to your parents because that might freak your parents out.
Yeah. But if you do and you're financially stable,
I think that's the thing. If you can provide a life that you want for your, like,
then go for it.
That's why I got a dog. I was like, okay, if she falls ill, I could probably cover it. Oh, I can buy extra $50 a month food. Okay, and then I got it. I was like,
Food's expensive, diapers expensive,
and then I had college to pay thousands of dollars to fucking train her because she was awful because I rescued her.
Okay, guys, on to the next call.
Hi, Megan. I'm 19, and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for over a year and a half now. Our relationship is great. There's nothing wrong with it. But my boyfriend is very self-conscious about his body and has, like, low self-esteem. And since, like, we have such a great relationship and I love him unconditionally, this is really hard for me because it's hard for me to see him in such a bad place with himself. And even when I, like, try and reassure him, like, you're not fat and you have a good body and I love you regardless, like, people don't see you as fat, he doesn't believe it, and I just don't know how to reassure him and, like, help him keep his self-esteem up or at least, like, help him build it. And I just want him to get in a better place and just be happy with himself.
I mean, first of all, is anybody ever, like, fully really happy with themselves all the time? Like, I don't think, like, I think, like, if you feel like he's got, like, a serious... like self-hating issue, but I also think a lot of the time, like insecurities and stuff, it's not what other people think of you, it's more of what you think about yourself in that sense. And I think even no matter how great you think somebody is, like there are days where I feel like I'm like, I like so many like self-loathing, self-hatred days or whatever, and nothing that like my boyfriend or my friends could say would make me feel like that, because that's my choice, you know what I mean? Like I don't think there's a way as a couple in a relationship, I don't know if there's anything if my boyfriend could say to me that'd make me feel like better about myself other than like a therapist, which is always what I recommend is therapy. But I don't know.
Well, I have had one boyfriend and that was in third grade and wasn't real. But I am also fat, but I also feel like you're right. Like there really isn't anything you should keep saying what you're saying. So that they know that you care, but you kind of just have to force yourself. There's really no other way around it. Yeah.
I don't think like It's like the same thing if you try on a shirt or something and someone goes, oh my God, that looks great on you. And you're like, I hate it. Like, there's just like nothing you can say can really make me change my mind. But I think there's a difference of, I don't know. There's a difference between like, there's sometimes if I'm like complaining about something or like if my, like, I don't know, like if I'm complaining about something half the time, I'm not doing it to get someone else to tell me like, oh, you look great or whatever. Like, I'm usually just vocalizing how I feel, but I think the support and stuff can feel really nice. And I think if you, as opposed to being like, oh, I think like, don't say that about yourself or whatever, because I think that just feels like a response to what he's saying. Like out of the blue, just be like, babe, you look really cute today. Like you look like separating those things. So it's not like he says, oh, it's not like if he says something negative about himself, then he knows that you're going to respond to something nice. I think still totally do that. But if you want to show him that you like think he's really cute and you think he's really great and like you really care about him and like you're really attracted to him, tell him separately than that, because I think that means more. Like I, like if I get an unprompted compliment, like where I'm not like, oh, my hair looks bad. And someone's like, no, your hair looks great. And I'm like, oh, thank you. But like, if I get an unprompted compliment, like that makes me feel so much better. But then also I would say like, if you think that he's experiencing like, besides just like the typical kind of like, oh, I don't like what I look like in this or something like that, if you feel like he's experiencing like seriously, like really dark stuff, then I would suggest, I mean, how do you suggest someone go to therapy? Or like ask him like, hey, are we like joking around and you're talking about how you hate yourself, or is this like a real thing? Because like I really care about you and it like hurts me when you say those things about yourself. Like, do you think you would ever like go and talk to somebody about that? I mean, I would hate to hear that.
Yes, I will. Thank you, you know what I mean? For being supportive.
I've definitely like said nasty things to myself. My boyfriend's like, babe, do you think you should maybe like go talk to a therapist? I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm just going to vent to like what I hate about myself to other people then.
That's kind of like how I call, if something goes wrong in my life, I call my mom just to vent.
Yeah.
I don't want her to do it because she's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, nothing. I just want you to listen and let me get it out. Like I missed like a flight, a connection, and I had to stay overnight in Atlanta the other night. And I just called my mom and she just, I was just like, and then there's no fucking shuttle to the fucking Spring Hill Suites that I book with my fucking points because they can't, or whatever. She's like, And then I was like, I feel better, mom. Thanks. And like hung up.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I was like, it's perfect. Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what your boyfriend's doing too, is that he feels like you're a safe kind of person that he can like release and vent those feelings to without. Yeah. And it might not, there might not be some like serious self-loathing there. It might just come from a place of being like, oh, I want to vent about this and talk about it, and you're like a safe place where I can do it. So I would have a conversation with him, because maybe you're treating it more seriously than it is. And if it is serious, then maybe he should be talking to like a therapist. Yeah, that's what I would say. On to the next call.
Hi Megan, I am an 18 going on 19 year old college student, and I'm calling to talk about sort of a situation I've been struggling with for the past, I would say, 5 to 7-ish years. My mom, when me and my sister were very young, left our dad for a woman. And we were comfortable with that. We really liked who her first partner was. When they originally broke up, we were down to do whatever to support my mom and my father. But her next partner, after she went through a messy breakup with her first girlfriend, proceeded to emotionally and physically abuse my sister throughout the entirety of our adolescence. And my situation right now is that around the age of 16, I had a very messy situation where I attempted suicide and was sent to a facility for about a year, working on myself, looking through therapy, trying to understand, you know, like the difference between taking responsibility for the abuse I went through and, you know, just trying to deal with the effects of it. Sorry, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But I just wanted to talk because my mom won't let me come back over to her house because she thinks that my suicide attempt was sort of a play against her current girlfriend. And she believes that I'm manipulative, I am vindictive, and that I am just causing drama because I'm angry about what me and my sister went through. And she won't let me back over to the house I grew up in. I can't touch my old things, lay in my own bed, or just have that connection with the life I used to have, and it's really hard on me. And she said the only way she will let me come back over is if I apologize to this woman who spent years upon years hurting me emotionally, hurting my sister physically, making both of us feel very small and very out of control. My question is if I should just, you know, get over, like, I guess maybe gather the courage to apologize to her even though I don't mean it, and be able to go back to the house I grew up in because I really do miss this, or should I just not apologize and move on and let go of the past?
Aye, aye, aye. I'm sorry I brought you into a heavy one.
My parents are still together. I don't know what to say. I literally have never experienced anything even remotely close to that.
I mean, I think what I would say is ultimately, like, I will be the first to admit that I definitely hold a grudge. And I would also say that I think you're holding a very valid grudge. Like, I don't think this is unwarranted at all. And I think ultimately, first of all, like, parents are, they're humans too. Like, no matter, like, there's like that point in your life where you realize, like, oh, my parents are not superheroes. Like, they're just other adults do, like, and other humans in the world just doing what they're going to do. And so ultimately, like, I think, first of all, like, a suicide attempt is, like, not like a petty, like, a cry for attention or anything like that. Like, that's just like, no, like, that's just like that. That's just, that's an insulting thing for her to say. And I think ultimately, as much, I mean, also the amount of times I say ultimately in this podcast is so insane. That's one I should start working on. I'm going to say it again.
You do like a counter.
I know there would be so many, but I think as much as you miss your childhood home and everything like that, I personally think that what you would have to sacrifice in apologizing for that and letting her back in your life, I think isn't really worth that kind of feeling of laying in your childhood bed again and like saying, having those things. I think like it sucks because his mom's still dating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks. But I think hopefully, I mean, I obviously don't hope anything bad happens to like, I hope that like their relationship, it comes to a light where your mom is able to like see what you and your sister went through and realize that that is not something that you should have to forgive, because it's not like, it's not like abuse is not something that, I think there's a difference between accepting something that had happened to you that doesn't define you, that's a part of your past, and you can like move on from it and continue living your life, and it doesn't define your everyday life, but it's not something that you need to necessarily apologize for and like forgive. I think you can find forgiveness in yourself to that person, but I think that's so different than being like, oh, I'm going to forgive my sister's abuser and let her be in my life and like get dinner there and spend the night there. I think that's your mom's asking a lot of you. And I think it's not emotionally, for everything that you've gone through, I don't think that's going to aid in anything. Like, I think that's just going to like set you in a way worse place. Like, I know if that was me as somebody who's like fully struggled with like that kind of stuff, like not like the family, that kind of family stuff, but like if I was put my, like I dropped out of college because the girls, everyone was like so terribly mean to me. And even though like I've moved past it and I'm like, okay, ultimately, yeah, like I don't wish death upon you and I like forgive you. Do I want to go back to college and move back in there with you? Like, no, like that would just send me straight back to where I was. And not to like belittle that to like something as like small as that, but I think ultimately you have to prioritize like your mental health and your sister's like physical well-being and everything like that. And you want to be, I don't know, you also want to be supported by people who aren't going to say like your suicide attempt was like not fair and selfish and all that kind of stuff, because that's not true. And also there's, again, a point in time where you can realize that your parents, sometimes their sole purpose was to have brought you into this world, and they're not necessarily the people who raise you or the people who are there for you through everything. And I think there's kind of this idea and notion that they have to be, but if they're not able to give you what you need out of that relationship, then I don't think you need to forgive. I don't think you need to forgive her, because I also think it just, yeah, it just puts you in a really shitty position, and you don't, I don't know. And like, also if you ever start feeling like really shitty, dark thoughts ever again, like you're not really in a place where you can say that because you know your mom's feelings about it. And I don't think that's like a safe environment at all. That's fucking sucks. Okay, guys, it's break time. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This episode of Don't Blame Me is brought to you by Aptiv. Aptiv produces audio-based workouts created by certified personal trainers available through a mobile app. Aptiv makes the highest quality training available to everyone with a carefully selected group of certified personal trainers that guide you through each and every workout. The trainers have a wide array of personalities, so you can even find the personal training style that motivates you best. Plus, Aptiv's in-house music production team partners with every trainer to create music playlists that are perfectly timed to the intensity and pace of your workout. When you need that extra boost, the music keeps you going and motivated. And when you're ready to slow things down, the intensity of the music dials down with you. Whenever or wherever you like to work out, at the gym, at home, outside, when you're traveling for business, Aptiv is ready to go along with you with their mobile app. It's like having a teeny tiny personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're interested in running, strength training, indoor cycling, stair climbing, yoga, or even Zen meditation, Aptiv trainers give you the guidance you need to be better at the types of exercises you love or are trying to learn how to love, delivered in a flexible audio format to make fitness a lasting part of your routine. Aptiv has classes for all fitness levels, from beginner to intermediate to advanced. I think I'm probably still in the intermediate stage, though I'd like to say I'm advanced. And with more than 2,500 workouts available on the platform and 30 plus new classes added each week, there is always a new workout to try. Or if you're not into that, simply pick the type of guidance you're feeling up for that day. Whether it's technical training, high energy coaching, or if you had a really, really rough day, boot camp style intensity. Aptiv also has fun seasonal challenges to help you achieve your fitness goals, which is one of my favorite things. They've got quick strength circuits while your cookies bake, or chill yoga flow to take a break from the holiday stress. I think it's really hard to fit fitness into your routines when you're really stressed out, and this is a perfectly timed way to do so. I'm a huge fan of Aptiv. I love exercise and I love working out. And I think not only is it an integral part of my day, but I need the training and the guidance through that. I'm not a person who can kind of just like throw some headphones in and go on a run. So for me, this is great because I want to work out, but I need some help in working out. And Mel has been using this app forever. So, I mean, not forever, since the beginning of
I've been using it since they sponsored us back in December. Mm-hmm. And so I really love this app because I hate going to the gym. And I love working out at like 12 o'clock in the morning as well. I'm a night owl. Yeah, I love just
Oh my God, that's why you text me at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense now.
Yeah. And so this is great. So I don't have to go to a gym where like, it's a creepy 24-hour gym. I can just be at home. They have great classes for like ab workouts. They've got great butt workouts. They've got one called Pop That Booty.
Love it.
They've also got cycling classes, which I have a bike at home.
Shut up, you have a bike at home?
Mm-hmm. So I use this for with my cycle that I have at home. And then also, I made a request back in December, January-ish, for a boxing class, and they just put some up on the app.
Stop it. Yeah. You did that.
Yeah.
You did that,
Mel. I feel like I contributed for that getting done.
Totally did.
So I really love this app, and I'm so excited to share it with other people.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
We're both into fitness, and I think it's something that I now is becoming like hopefully an almost adult, not a fake adult. It's something that I really can attribute to like why I'm less stressed. And I mean, I'm still stressed, but I definitely have like far less anxiety. And I think it's great, but I think also there's a combination for working out can make you feel so much better, make you feel less anxious, but gym anxiety is a totally real thing if you have no idea what you're doing or what to do. So it's really nice to have somebody whispering in your ear and being like, don't worry, you got this. Here, I'm going to tell you what to do. It's like the starfish and Aquamarine movie where they're like, Aqua, you're so pretty. No? Anyone see Aquamarine?
Well, I haven't, but cool.
Well, no, it's just like having something in your ear that makes you feel good and you're figuring out what you're doing and you feel like you've got a leg up. So subscriptions start at $14.99 billed monthly or $99.99 for an annual membership. For a limited time, new members get 30% off an annual membership, which is just $69.99 for a whole year of unlimited workouts. Visit aptiv.com/blame. That's aaptiv.com/blame. Thanks to ModCloth for supporting Don't Blame Me. For 15% off your purchase of $100 or more, go to modcloth.com and enter code BLAME at checkout. It is summertime, so get all your summer essentials at ModCloth with traveled-inspired prints, breezy sundresses, and hey, if you're ready to go to the beach this season, there's aquatic prints, rainbow, and there's some swimwear. One piece, two piece. There's a really, really, really cute one that has palm trees on it that I was debating getting. If swimsuits aren't your thing, or maybe you live somewhere where it's cold right now, they've got tons and tons and tons of denim, and ModCloth's exclusive collab with Wrangler is all about 70s nostalgia. So rock a pair of flare jeans, which are my favorite kind of jeans, maybe a chambray top with some embroidered details. We got some cute things there. ModCloth's signature label is designed for women by women and comes in a full size range from extra, extra small to 4X. They're all about inclusivity. And if you have any questions about fit, their team of mod stylists can hook you up with a complimentary sizing and get styling help. I recently purchased something from ModCloth. It's like this overall kind of set thing. It is so incredibly cute. I've been eyeing them from different places. And fun fact, I've like bought things from ModCloth before this ad. I'm sure you could find like YouTube hauls where you could see it. I love like the retro-y swimsuits too, but especially with these overalls, like I've never seen anybody with them and I'm so, so, so into them. I'm going to wear them to an audition this week. And I really, really love that there are so many different options of things. I've gotten like fancy dresses here or swimsuits or things that are just, I don't know, like cute and retro and different. So I'm definitely probably planning on ordering this like palm tree, like two-piece bikini. It's like a high-waisted one. It's very, very cute. So ModCloth has been generous enough to give you guys 15% off your purchase of $100 or more. So if you guys want to get that, go to modcloth.com and enter code BLAME. BLAME is all one word at checkout. And this offer expires on September 1st. So go. Get yourself something cute for summer. Okay, guys, we are back and we're going on to the next call.
Hi, Megan. It's me. So I'm a huge fan, first of all. Love your podcast and everything. I'm 21 years old and I just have a question, need some advice on parents and like helicopter parents and everything, because that is something I really cannot stand right now. So my mom and my dad, they like to throw in my face that like, oh, I'm 21 years old, I can do whatever I want, but won't let me do whatever I want. They always try to micromanage everything and annoy the hell out of me to the point where I'm so close to moving out. It's ridiculous. And I always talk to other people about it, like my boyfriend and everything, and he always tells me like, oh, like you need to tell them, blah blah blah, but he doesn't seem to understand because I have ethnic parents. My parents are very strict, they are very controlling and pushy, and considering that I'm the youngest, I'm a girl and my brother can do whatever he wants but I can't, it just makes me so mad. So my advice, or my question is for advice on that, what should I do? How should I talk to my parents and get them to actually listen to me and let me do what I want? Because I'm 21 years old, I'm not stupid, I know how to take care of myself. So I would really like some advice on that.
First of all, does she live with her parents?
Yes.
Oh, homie, you're fucked. Yeah. You're not an adult. You don't know how to take care of yourself. You live with your parents. You can't be a...
You're not independent.
No, you're not.
Still depending on them, yeah, for a place to live.
That's... They're going to be able to hold that over your head. The only way you can have actual independence and be able to do whatever you want is when you live... We don't live at home. Like, even my friends, when they... Who, like, have apartments in San Francisco and stuff, when we go back to, like, the suburbs or whatever, or even, like, over summer in college, they would suddenly get a curfew. And they'd be like, I'm sorry, I live an hour away and I'm just here for the weekend and you're telling me I have to come home and you're checking in on me constantly? That's just kind of like... Even when my boyfriend and I visit his parents in Colorado, like, he's always like, oh, we gotta, like, be here at a certain point and all that stuff. That's just... Like, you can't have independence if you don't live at home. I mean, if you live at home, right?
Yeah. Unless you're paying rent, but still, if you're paying rent, you might as well move out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I, my parents, like, didn't discipline me enough. Like, in high school, like, I could just leave to go to my friend's house at, like, 2 a.m. and then just text my mom in the morning and be like, oh, slept over at my friend's house.
Oh, my God.
And then she'd be like, okay, like, will you be home for dinner? And I'd be like, maybe. And, like, they just let me do whatever I want, which is why I, like, have a lot of issues now, but I've been financially independent since I was 22. So yeah. I was like, during college, I went to college like 20 miles away from my house in Chicago. So I was home almost like every weekend or like, you know, whatever. My parents paid my rent, you know, paid my tuition. I have no student loans. Like, I literally, like, sometimes I don't like doing, like, advice shows because, like, I have never experienced any tragedy.
Oh, that's
outside of, like, a grandparent dying. Like, literally.
I mean, no, like, that's good. That
I mean, I feel lucky, but I'm just like, I have nothing to give you, and I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, you're on the other side of this, too.
Yeah.
Which, like, do you think there's a trade-off? Like, do you feel like you've suffered because...
Suffering, but I definitely am not as independent as I should be, but as 24, like I feel like I'm like 4 years behind. This is like, if I'm 24, like I'm like where a 20-year-old should be at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like a sophomore in college.
I would say I'm more of the opposite. I've been financially independent since I was 18.
Wow.
And I also dropped out of college. So also no student loans. I mean, there's just like, ultimately, like, you can think that, also there's this idea, like, I was only in college for like a year. I thought I could take care of myself in college. I thought I was an adult in college. I also thought that it was like a system in which like you were given all this independence. You're really not. You're given structure and you're given this like, it's like you're a mouse and you're in this like tiny little cage, which is like your hometown. And then they put you in another cage that's just bigger. And you're like, it's not a cage. I'm out in the real world. And that's kind of what I would say college was for me, is that like I got like my like training wheels on for being an adult. Like I've got a stove in my apartment. Like, ooh, wow. Like if I don't, like, I can eat ice cream for dinner. But ultimately it's like, oh, my days were still scheduled with classes that I picked from. Like it wasn't like I had to fill my day with stuff. Like I was given choices and I made those choices. I didn't have to come up with those things in general. So I would say ultimately, like, said it again. I would say though, I think if you're financially independent, then you can be independent. But if you're dependent on your parents for finances, there's no way that they're going to give you free rein because like you are a tax deductible still.
Yeah.
Like
you're still paying your insurance.
Yeah. They like
you're probably eating the food that they're preparing.
Exactly. And so they're ultimately, you're an investment and they're going to follow up on their investment. Like until you're covering your own costs and stuff, like there are rules, there's interest when you take out a loan and like, not that you're like a human loan, but I think if you want to exercise that kind of independence more, get a job. If you don't already have a job and save up money to move out and then be able to show that. And I think it also, there is a definite difference between like guys being able to be independent and girls, because guys can't get pregnant or cis males can't get pregnant. So that's what it is.
The hardest thing for me to learn was that like, if you spill something or like there's a bug, like I have
like to, a spider, you have like, to kill it.
I have to, there, I can't.
Uh-huh.
Or it's just going to live. Like I can't. Do you have a roommate? I have to. No, I live alone finally for the first time in my life since December.
It's great. And then it's also awful at the same time.
Yeah. I'm kind of like. No, actually, it's just great.
Is it just great?
Yeah.
No, but I think living alone is the big. I grew up more living alone in like 6 months because I lived alone. I had a roommate. I had roommates when I was 18 and 19. And then when I got my own place from 20 until like 22-ish. I lived alone that whole time. And the roommates, I learned so much more about myself and I learned so much more how to be an adult living alone in 6 months than I did 2 years living with roommates. Because like you said, like I have to kill the spiders. If we run out of milk, I have to go buy milk. Like I have to go buy toilet paper. Like there are all these, like I don't divvy up, they don't get to divvy up chores. I have to do all of the chores.
I have to scrub the toilet.
Yeah, you have to clean out the refrigerator.
Oh my God, I always
clean
to do
the inside of the oven.
Oh God, my stovetop is a mess.
Mine is currently hiding under a roasting pan.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Which is why I also made my boyfriend move in with, I didn't make him. He wanted to move in with me. And I was like, great, cool. Help around here. Take the trash out. And I've always hated taking the trash out. So I always divvied that up to like different roommates. And now I'm like, oh no, now I have to do the ones I hate.
Yeah.
So I think until, not that I'm saying that you're not like actually independent, but to exercise that independence, get a job and then be able to move out. And then you'll be able to gain some of that. Do that.
Ditto.
Ditto. Next one. Woo-hoo.
What's up? Okay, so this is the deal. I'm 16, by the way. Sophomore in high school. And there's this boy that I've liked for 2 years now. Who's beginning a freshman year. And he's in a relationship. And he recently told me that he was going to break up with his girlfriend and that he liked me. Which I was like, cool, same for the past 2 years. But I never told him this. I wasn't planning on acting on it until like a little bit after he actually broke up with this girl. And then we went to lunch recently and he told me that he thought relationships were terrible, which is confusing because I don't know what to do with that information. And I don't know if I should go for it or if I should just remain friends with him, because I really do like being friends with him. He's just one of my best friends.
I'm just gonna say it. Mm-hmm. You're 16. You're gonna struggle to remember his name by the time you're 24. Be like, what's his name? You have to look it up on Facebook to remember his last name. I guarantee.
Honestly,
you.
True.
That's all I have to say.
No, I very much agree with that. I would say I am a firm believer in like people are so much fucking easier than you think they are. And they are so much more transparent. And you can twist it however you want. But like homeboy's legitimately saying, I want to break up with this girl to be with you. But by the way, I don't like relationships, which translated is to, hey, I'm 16. I got a blowjob recently. Thought it was really fun. I think you should give me one later. Mm-hmm. Like that's what that translates to.
Yeah, I was thinking like, I want someone to touch my dick.
Yeah, like, will you touch my penis? Yeah. I want a new hand to touch my penis. Mm-hmm. That's not my hand or her hand. Like, and that's literally all this is. And like, there's, I don't know. There's also like being the girl that a guy breaks up with another girl for. That's, first of all, not only is it not a good look, but it's rooted in the idea that you're going into it with a, like, how you get him is how you lose him in that phrase or whatever. But more on top of that, like, he's going to break up with another girl to be with you, but he hates relationships. That's a guy, like when you hook up with someone or you date someone who goes into it going, yeah, I'm just like really bad at relationships. Like, and I like just, I'm really not looking for anything serious. And then you're like, oh no, cool, me neither. And then you hook up with them and then people will tell you what they're looking for. And I think that's kind of clear what he's interested in right now. And I also think it's not worth it to like fuck up a friendship. And also, like Christine says, you're not going to remember his name in a couple of years. I scrolled past a guy on Facebook and I was like, I am pretty sure I've slept with this person and I have not thought about him literally since I was a freshman in college. And it fades into your memory.
Also, why hasn't he broken up with her yet?
Yeah. This sounds like the movie that I just watched that is called... He's just not that into you.
John Tucker Must Die.
Love. Just watched that too on the plane. It was great.
Wow.
That's a good one. We're in sync today.
I watched The Post. On the plane? Meryl Streep.
That's so not a plane movie. You have to pick movies that like you wouldn't see in theaters. Passengers.
Yeah, I didn't go see that either.
Neither did I.
When I saw Pitch Perfect 3, I was like,
why do you keep
hitting
your mouth?
I don't know.
I did.
That's funny.
I can tell you that was funny. You laughed so hard.
That's really funny.
That's really funny. That kills me. But no, yeah. So in that, there is it's just classic of the guy. He wants his cake and be able to eat it too. He's keeping his options open with you. So he's like breadcrumbing you and like making sure that you're still interested. He's not breaking it off with this other girl. But then he's letting you know that he doesn't like relationships.
You're Hansel and Gretel and he's the witch.
Aren't they siblings?
Oh,
they are. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
But I also think too, we had another call on Sasha's episode, which I think it was a Sasha's episode. Maybe it wasn't. But it was a call about a girl who had developed like an emotional crush relationship on one of her coworkers, and they had a thing or whatever. Basically, what this guy's doing, he's a master manipulator at like 16. He's basically creating a window and opening it up where you feel like this relationship isn't legitimate. So if you guys like do anything physical or whatever, it's like in your head, you're like, well, him and his girlfriend are going to break up. He's mm-hmm. creating this hole in their relationship that is making it look like, oh, this is a kosher and fine way that I can sleep at night, that I'm allowed to come do this because he's already warned me and told me that this isn't like a good thing or whatever. So he's just, yeah, it's not really fair to her. It's not fair to her either, the girlfriend. Okay, we're at Producer's Corner, guys. And if you're new here, or if you're Christine, I'm going to explain what this is.
Well, I'm Christine and I'm new here.
I fit both those categories. So Producer's Corner is where we either have a callback from someone who's updating us, who's previously called in, we've given advice, and they're updating us on their situation and how things have progressed. Or we have someone calling in with commentary from the preview, like from another episode. So if they heard something and they wanted to give their own two cents, they want their 15 minutes of fame.
For this part.
I mean, sure.
Cool.
So
please watch the video, guys.
So this is commentary from episode 27 with Sasha from the caller we had that got fired. She was a teacher that got fired for drinking on New Year's Eve. And one of her
at a bar.
Yeah. And one of her students' parents saw it and reported her.
I know.
Yeah.
She got fired.
What a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had said in this, the advice was that she should go through a wrongful termination suit.
Mm-hmm. And so this is someone that had feelings about the call.
Someone felt some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling to tell us about it.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, Megan. So I literally stopped in the middle of the most recent podcast with Sasha because I was so livid and I felt I needed to respond. So I'm responding to the girl that got wrongfully fired for being at the bar as a teacher. I'm a first year teacher as well. And I drink all the time. It's like, I'm 23. But anyway, my point is that this girl has a lawsuit which is waiting to happen because she can sue the school for wrongful firing because there are no grounds that support what's going on. There is a mom who is literally starting rumors and she doesn't have any proof that she's at the bar. I don't know if she took pictures or anything, but it's like, it's all word of mouth. So there's no way that she can actually like get this girl fired. And the fact that their grounds for firing her are based off of this rumor that's being started that has no proof, no evidence, that's very wrongful firing. And, like, really the big thing is, like, if she was posting stuff all over social media and they found it, then that would be another thing. But, like, this made me mad. And, you know, she has the potential to sue the school and, like, you know, get her reputation back. And I just think that might be an outlet that she needs to go through because the way that the situation was handled was completely wrong. And if she works in any school district, like teachers drink, they sometimes need to drink to get through the job, but that's not beside the point. Anyway, I just had to stop and say this because I'm so mad. And as a fellow teacher who, like, that's literally my worst fear, I think that that's ridiculous and that she deserves justice. So hopefully what she can do is possibly, you know, look into those outlets and see if she can get justified.
Oh, I mean, I'm with this girl.
Me too. Yeah, I say get money from it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, I'm glad to hear it from a teacher because, like, I obviously know nothing about teachers except the fact that I was not so nice to all of mine all the time.
I made my physics teacher cry.
I made my drama teacher cry in high school.
Why'd you make your physics teacher cry? Yeah, I get it.
True. I mean, I think I'm glad to hear that another teacher agrees with this because obviously I know nothing. But yeah, I think the picture thing I didn't even think about. I don't think she mentioned in the first episode if pictures were taken. But also at the same time, I don't think it matters. And I think what we had said in the episode was it sounded like this mother, like this woman who had reported her is probably a pain in the fucking administration's ass. And they were throwing her a bone with this. And I think they probably know that what they did didn't follow all the protocols. And I don't think they assumed that she is going to follow up on like actually going through with this, especially because you're like, she was a young, very first time teacher, that they would just assume that you're ignorant and you don't know your rights. But I think now you've gotten confirmation, and I've gotten a lot of comments on the YouTube, the episode on YouTube about it, that people were saying that that's like a total wrongful termination suit waiting to happen. So I would be like, hell yeah. And also, if it's expensive and you're worried about that, start a GoFundMe. I will fully tweet about your GoFundMe and I will pay for that.
If there's any lawyers listening.
Yeah. Can you imagine there's like a lawyer that like is a diehard Don't Blame Me fan?
Like on the Southern California.
Hi. They're the ones who do the ads in our hometown. Yeah.
Peter Francis Tracy.
I need Peter Francis. We need some help, man. Stat.
Ironically, I think he had to file for bankruptcy. And I'm not, that's not a joke. I really think he had to.
Oh God, it's a good one. Yeah. It is a fucking good one. Well, yeah, I think, I hope that person helped you more than that. I'd love to get an update on that. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Christine, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't fangirl too much in the beginning about how much I love you.
You literally didn't at all.
Okay, cool. Do you want me to do it more?
No.
I can do it more. I think you're so funny.
Thanks.
Well, then we met at Coachella, and then I was like, oh, I really like her.
At Coachella. Shout out to Grindr.
Oh my God.
Coachella.
So funny. It was a good time. I still have your Grindr shirt. Jessica. Do you want to find that?
Jessica. Maybe at the Sahara tent.
Ooh. The rose. What's the rose one?
I don't remember either. Dylan Francis. I'll see you there.
Oh my God. I love it. Calvin Harris. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you on the internet and in real life?
I live at... No. Abort. Wait. Well, no, you can say abort.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think it's best if they don't find me, actually.
No, find you on social.
It's C. Sidelko.
On everything.
Yeah.
You're great on Twitter. Huge fan on Twitter.
Thank you.
Big fan of your YouTube channel. Relaunch, rebrand. You're crushing it.
I have a bunch of videos edited and like saved up because I'm going on vacation like pretty much the whole month of June.
So. Shut up. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Minneapolis for a weekend to visit. I love Minnesota. Friends. Yeah.
My favorite state.
Don't you know?
I love big fan of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Huge fan.
North Dakota Ducks. Family. Yeah. Hockey. What are we talking about again?
Where are you going in June?
Oh, yeah. So Minnesota. And then I'm going for like almost 2 weeks to have a family vacation at our cabin in New York.
Oh, turn up.
4th of July. Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. America.
Hell yeah.
I love it. Well, great.
So, I hate America.
I mean, I wish I was Canadian. Mm-hmm.
Drake.
Shakira's not Canadian.
Nope.
Shania Twain's Canadian.
She's Colombian.
Okay, we're going to pretend I didn't get them mixed up. Okay, guys. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, we would love if you subscribed on iTunes and the podcast app and left us a 5-star review. Would be a big fan. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you're curious where else you can listen to it, we're on SoundCloud, but we're also, if you go to don'tblameme.show, you can find all those places where you can listen to it in your car. And if you're just listening, you can watch it on YouTube on my YouTube channel. It's always linked in the description of the episode. And if you guys want to call in and be in another episode, you can call the phone number 310-694-0976. And international callers, email a audio recording. Just record it on your phone and email it to meganpodcast@gmail.com. And we will get back to you with advice and stuff and things. And also, we want to do a themed episode. So if you guys want to tweet and give us like ideas for themed episodes.
You want to have them tweet me.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Are you implying I'm not going to respond to
I'm
the
just
tweets?
Saying.
I'm not going to look at them. Maybe?
Yeah.
And thumbs up if you want a mel cam, guys. You do. You really do want a mel cam. You're going to miss out otherwise.
My Twitter is she is not Melissa.
And guess what? She is.
I am Melissa.
Have you and Leo talked about your Twitter names being like the same?
No.
Okay, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Termination. Abortion.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMons, camera operator Shireen Yunes, post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week, and don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then. Oh.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.